This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder what's going on in the brains of kids with ADHD? This fascinating study uses brainwave data to shed some light.
It's wild, the technology they're using to look at this.
They're using something called QEEG, right, to map out brain activity.
Exactly, and it's revealing some pretty specific patterns.
So what are we talking about here? Specific brain areas, misfiring? So the study focuses on these brain networks, right? Like the default mode network, the central executive network.
Yeah, these networks are like teams working together. In ADHD, some teams aren't communicating as well as they should.
So it's not just one area, it's the connections between areas that are off.
Precisely. Think of it like a symphony orchestra. If some sections aren't playing in sync, the whole piece sounds off. Right?
And they pinpoint specific areas, Brodmann areas, right? Numbers like 7, 10, and 11.
Those are key players in attention and executive function. When they're dysregulated, it impacts focus, organization, and impulse control.
So these are the areas that are struggling to communicate effectively with each other?
Exactly. It's like the communication lines are jammed.
The study mentions hypocoherence. What's that all about?
It means reduced connectivity between brain regions. Less teamwork, less efficient processing.
So these brain areas aren't talking to each other as much as they should be?
Exactly. It's like they're working in silos instead of a coordinated team.
And it's not just those main areas, right? There are secondary areas involved too.
Yeah, areas involved in language, object recognition, and executive function. It's a cascading effect.
So the problems spread out from those initial areas.
Exactly. It's a ripple effect across the brain.
This study uses a pretty cool tool, the Monte Carlo model. What does that do?
It's a machine learning technique that helps analyze the massive amount of data from the EEG. It helps them find patterns they might miss otherwise.
So it's like a super-powered magnifying glass for brainwave data.
Exactly. It helps them see the forest for the trees. I see.
So what does all this mean for kids with ADHD?
It gives us a clearer picture of what's happening in their brains. This could lead to more targeted treatments.
Like personalized neurofeedback?
Exactly. Tailoring treatment to the specific brain network issues.
What's next for this research?
They want to see how these patterns change over time and how they respond to different treatments.
So tracking progress and refining treatments based on what they learn.
Precisely. It's all about refining our understanding and improving outcomes.
Let's recap. We've got brain network dysregulation, specific Brodmann areas involved, hypocoherence, and the power of the Monte Carlo model.
And the potential for more precise, personalized treatments for ADHD.
This whole discussion highlights the power of neurofeedback and QEEG, right?
Absolutely. These tools are giving us an unprecedented look into the brain, and that's leading to better understanding and better treatments.
This research isn't just about ADHD, is it? It's about understanding brain networks in general.
Exactly. The more we understand how these networks work together, the better we can understand and treat a wide range of neurological conditions.
It's amazing how much we can learn from brainwaves data, isn't it?
It really is. It's a window into the inner workings of the mind.
This has been a fascinating look into the world of ADHD and brain networks. Thanks for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure.
That was a great discussion.